The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
All right. It is the half hour of power. I'm looking at the time right now. The half hour has begun, and now the half hour power is a 30-minute unscreened, rapid-fire, phone-in show in the room. Oh, this guy. Wrong one, right one.
I didn't know.
I tell you, it's Mike. Oh, bumps the mic. Oh, no, this stays. I want this on.
Here we go.
I want this documented. AP, how are you, Mike? We have AP Mike here.
Good.
We've got Jason. How are you?
Doing good.
Studio. It's not going to catch on. I don't know why I keep pushing it. We're going to all fight it.
There's a lot of hatred for it on Twitter tonight, too.
I saw Jake Fugelnest said hard pass
when
you were suggesting it would catch on. Hard pass. We got Pat is here. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing well.
Doing good?
Good to be here. Thanks, Tom.
We also have Kristen's here. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, thank you for everybody being here. Let the rapid fire on screen calls begin. Half hour of power, you're on the show.
Oh, hey, I was going to talk about the time Adam Ant tried to steal my video camera.
The time Adam Ant tried to steal your video camera.
Yeah, well, I used to film every show I went to.
What year are we talking about? What era Adam Ant are we talking about?
Well, I was a fan since I was a kid, but this was the Wonderful Tour, I believe.
Oh, the Wonderful Tour, yes.
It was like late 80s, maybe.
Okay. He had an album called Wonderful?
Yeah, it was really bad.
What? A late 80s Adam Ant album was not great?
Yeah, can you believe it?
I can't. So you're filming it. Like a maniac with a giant video camera.
Yeah, well, I never sold videos, but I used to trade with like Merle Allen and people like that. So I'm filming it, and he's doing his like third encore. I filmed the entire show, and I guess he's looking at the audience. He sees me, and so I start walking away towards the door, and then he like climbs out on tabletops. And I'm a huge Adam Ant fan from when I was a kid. And,
are you dressed as a pirate? Like, are you dressed as a pirate?
I wasn't. I was pirating the show, though.
But yeah, you were a pirate. You were acting like a pirate, not dressed as one.
I was more of a pirate than Adam Ant at that point of his career. But, so the security guy is, like, tapping me on the shoulder and is like, hey, look. And then I look up, and Adam Ant is, like, hovering over me, and he grabs my camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, walks back on top of the cocktail tables back to the stage. And he's doing this kind of, like, gyration thing, like, filming the audience. But I take him the tape out, so he gives it to his security manager guy. And then after the show, I'm, like, on my camera back, and the guy's, like, give us the tape. And then all these albums from Design. And so I give him the tape, give him the albums. I take it back to the dressing room, and the guy's, like, yeah, Adam's going to mail you back your records. And I'm, like, what? And he's like, yeah, he'll mail them back. Give me your address. And I'm like, I'm not leaving without my records. So I wait another 20 minutes, and then they're like, signed, and then I leave. And then that was my crushing moment meeting celebrity I liked.
So that was that it? Were you less of a fan after that?
Yeah, I didn't bring the actual vinyl with me, just the covers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had them separate. So the actual covers sat in the plastic bags for at least a decade. I couldn't touch them or look at them again.
Do you still have them?
I do.
I'll buy them from you. $4 for all of them. $4 for every one of them.
Yeah, when I read about his mental illness, I kind of like forgave him and started listening to him again, sort of.
Yeah. Did when he was hovering over you, did you say to him, Adam, I'm a friend, not a foe?
I saw that tour, actually, when I was a kid.
You're into it. What's the last time you saw him live? Or are you banned? Or is there like a picture of you at every show now at the door?
Yeah, it's like a bad check writer at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last time.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it for me.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Adamant, pro or con, Mike?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Too frilly.
Too frilly? All right, fair enough. Uh-huh. Jason, Adamant?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go thumbs down on
thumbs
that,
thumbs down, all right. Yeah. Kristen, Adamant?
I am too young to have an opinion.
Oh, well, ooh, that's...
Wow. Wow, yeah.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
To the whole room. Pat, Adamant?
I'm pro, but I
know
don't,
you're going to be pro.
I don't like it all. I really love that song with the yodeling in it. You know the one I'm talking about?
How's it go?
It's like,
sounds like New Kids on the Block. Sure you're not mixing Adamant and New Kids on the Block?
It's coming to me. I'll think about the name of that song.
All right. We'll get the name of that. Half Hour Power, you're on the show.
Hey, Tom. It's Nathan in Huntington.
Nathan in Huntington.
Yeah, Huntington, yeah.
Huntington. Long Island?
So, West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay, what's going on in West Virginia tonight?
Not much. My university was closed yesterday and today because of the big snowstorm.
Cave-in?
What?
From a cave-in? Why was your university closed? Is it in a mine? Is your school in a mine?
Surprisingly not.
I'm not.
They hammer in the coal.
Mike is feeding me these lines, by the way. I just want to, for the record. I don't find anything funny about any of it. He reads. I just read them back.
I just thought of a good line for the Adamant guy.
What's that?
Hi, matey. Give me back my album covers.
Oh. Hi, matey. Guy called. He was talking about how he had a run-in with Adamant before you.
Oh, good.
So school was canceled. Why was college canceled?
The big snowstorm that came through.
Okay.
And what I wanted to call about was kind of the topic for the best show.
We're not doing that. It's a half hour power, buddy. Come on. Half hour power, you're on the show.
Hey, this is Matt Crow in Seattle. Just one quick question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Have you seen the Furious 7 trailer? And if so, what do you think?
I did see it. I should mention, by the way, Macro, you're here with AP Mike, Jason, Pat, and Kristen.
Hello, everybody. Nice to talk to you.
Hello.
So did I see the Fast 7 trailer?
Yes.
I did. Looks dumb. It looks dumb like the other six movies.
I just saw it, and it has the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen. Did you see the scene where one car goes through a building, apparently into another building?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen.
Do they just make up what cars do for these movies? Like,
and apparently they fly.
Yeah, exactly. Those are called small planes.
Yeah.
Let's have a car go. What if the car just keeps going up? That's not what cars do.
Yeah.
Cars have wheels and they need to be on the ground to move. Jason, Fast and the Furious movies rank all six in best to worst.
The first one, number one.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go, six, number two.
Okay.
Five, number three.
Okay. 1, 6, 5.
1, 6, 5. 165, 2, number 4.
Okay, 2, 4.
And 3, number 5.
3, 5. So then you're saying 4 is 6th?
Yeah, 4, 6th.
All right. 4 is the one when they brought Vin Diesel back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have put Tokyo Drift last.
Didn't that have little Bow Wow was in that, right?
Yeah, but it's just like where Vin Diesel wasn't. He was in the end.
He's like Charlton Heston.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like the ape.
Yeah.
That guy seems like, is he the luckiest person in show business? Vin Diesel. Pat. Vin Diesel, luckiest person in show business versus his actual, what he brings to the table. For as rich as he is. Think about how rich Vin Diesel is versus what he brings to the table. That you can see a guy like that at any, like, crunch fitness. We could create our own Vin Diesel if we chose to.
Absolutely. He's up there in luckiest people. I saw the trailer for Fast 7, and
okay,
it was coming on, and I was in a room full of people who were watching the SNL 40th.
Sure.
And I sarcastically said, what is this, Fast and the Furious 7? Like,
yeah.
I didn't actually know that there was...
And they're
was...
like, yeah, yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was that many.
Mm-hmm.
I threw that number out as a funny number.
Sure.
And then
they're like,
right.
yeah, it comes out in April. We can't wait. Mike?
I think Vin Diesel is the man of our time. You know, he's the quintessential juice head, and this is his time.
Yeah.
You know, so of course he's going to rise to the top.
Yeah.
This is his moment.
Our leading action stars in America in 2015 are Vin Diesel, Liam Neeson, and Scarlett Johansson are the top action stars in all of America.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that, Kristen?
I think that the Fast and the Furious should have died with Paul Walker.
Fair enough. But this movie, they all have him like, it's like a, this movie, they're going to clean up on the fact that it's like a tribute to Paul Walker, too.
And it's his brother playing him, isn't it?
In certain stunts, I think.
Yeah,
for
something
stuff
like that.
He's gone. It's like he's still doing the Groot voice. He was... Groot
Walker or something.
Yeah. Groot, the idea that he played Groot is the most perfect casting ever. That Vin Diesel goes, I'm Groot. He was good. He was great. But he said 2 words the whole movie. I'm Groot. Caller?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Half Hour of Power, you're on the show. I should tell you, you're here with AP Mike, Pat, Jason, and Kristen.
Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Doing all right. Who's this?
This is Brendan from Chicago.
Brendan from Chicago. What's up in Chicago tonight?
Oh, not too much. Just wanted to call and say hello.
Okay. That's not what the point of the show is. You have to just say hello. Half Hour Power, you're on the show.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, good heavens. This is a crossing of the streams. I should say, caller, you're in the room with AP. Well, you're not in the room with him. You're here. AP Mike is here. Pat is here. Jason and Kristen are here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And this is Jason from Alabama.
Yes, sir.
What's up, sir, on the half hour? Now, just so you know, look, when it comes to the best show, you're a 5-star general. When you're here on the half hour power, you're peeling potatoes. You're a private.
You're
a grunt.
Unproven.
Exactly. No one's proven on this thing.
Right.
What can we do for you, pal?
Well, you know how people like to call. First of all, I enjoyed the last half hour power a lot.
Okay.
I would like to say that.
Not crazy just about the stammering and the over and the kind of overpraise of it. I don't like this guy.
It's a different arena.
I don't like this guy. This guy's
a little kiss assy.
I know. I'm not digging this guy. It's weird,
butter,
huh?
He's trying to butter you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, but I really did enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
All smarminess aside.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah. And I know folks like to call and wind you up with things.
Yeah.
Like if they see something in the wild that they think will get your blood pressure up.
Yeah. Poke the bear. That's how John Hodgman described it.
Yeah. This is something that gets my blood pressure up, and I figured as a person who creates things, a writer, it would get your blood pressure up. I'm, like, sick to death of fan theories. You know what I'm talking about?
Fan theories. People predicting, saying things like, what if
like
Homer
MASH,
Simpson,
like they were all,
what if Homer Simpson died three episodes in and everything was just a dream?
And
things like that.
That's a very common one. Like, they were all MASH. They were all dead in MASH the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, that just makes my blood pressure go up. Like, you can't just enjoy the thing.
No.
For what it is.
Mike?
You have to.
Fan theories?
Hogwash.
Mike says hogwash. Jason, fan theories?
That's a real theory that they were all dead in MASH?
No, I just made that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
this guy's a little bit of a liar also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like this. Not nuts about this guy. What's your name again?
It's Sam from Mississippi.
Sam from Mississippi.
Yeah.
All right. This guy's got no traction on the half hour power. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sam.
Keep trying.
Okay. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Mike?
Yeah.
Hello?
What's the dumbest fan theory you've heard, Mike?
Well, I didn't watch Lost, but... Yeah. I mean, the whole. I found out what it was about, and
what about Breaking Bad, where people thought that Walter White was dreaming the final episode? Yeah, I know you can't say with this crew who didn't get around to it yet. They just,
they're
I guess,
young.
They're, I don't know
they're
what they're waiting for. Yeah, Chris
too
is
young.
Too
I watched
young.
A few of them.
She's too young. I guess she was underage when Breaking Bad was on. Couldn't watch it.
Too young.
Some of us want to start with the Saul show and then work our way
so you're
from
do
the
it.
Beginning.
Sure, I hope you watch the Star Wars movies the same way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Caller, you're on the half hour power. You're here with AP Mike, Pat, Kristen, and Jason.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat from Brooklyn. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Listen, Tom, I just wanted to give a shout out to Michael Kay for a specific.
Do that during the best show, you creep. Half hour power, you're on the show.
Hey, everybody. My name's Eric.
Okay. Welcome to the half hour power. What can we do for you?
Is this like the Tom half hour power right here?
You're here with Jason and Kristen and AP Mike and Pat.
Okay, all right. Well, I know that this goes quick, so I was hoping to share a quick, very embarrassing situation that I was in involving Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Anybody want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, it'll be quick. So
it's rapid fire now. This is I got my finger right on the trigger with this.
Got it. I'm in my upper 20s. Which is to say that I probably shouldn't be going to that, and I should have known better. But I did anyways, so it was around last year.
Yeah, because those shows don't have anybody old at them.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has... Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That's a young person's game.
Yeah, right. I know.
Oh, boy.
And, my wife actually refused to go with me, which is another red flag. Somebody who actually loves you and is of that age won't go. It's like probably not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and I got there. I got a cheap seat because I'm thinking it's just me and I'm just here for the music. Then who cares? Well, the second part of that, being there for the music, is extremely important because that's about all I could do because the other three were obstructed by this massive pillar that completely obstructed my view, so much so that all I could see the whole show was Graham Nash, and not even all of Graham Nash, mm-hmm. just the bottom torso of Graham Nash where he didn't have any shoes on.
So what you're saying is that there was a show going on, but there was this thing just blocking, like kind of clogging this otherwise good show up so that you couldn't enjoy it, right?
Right.
So you're saying that that pillar was the you of this show. Goodbye. Half hour power, you're on the show.
Did that story have a point?
He's complaining about not being able to see. You know, he's putting us to sleep here. He's ruining this show, talking about a show that was ruined for him by a pillar.
Yeah.
He was our pillar at this show. He was our obstructed view pillar. Oh, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Mike.
I went through a phase. I listened to them. You know,
what's their worst song?
Worst song? I don't know. I didn't go deep beyond the 80s. Okay. You know, I mean, I just know the early albums.
All right, Kristen. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, are you a fan?
Did they do Horse with No Name?
You're not that young. No, stop.
They were my 12? First concert.
They were your first concert.
Very first concert in 1990.
So you're seeing them.
Yeah, late period.
No young.
No young.
Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Yep.
And they're out there.
Your first was Conway Twitty.
Okay.
Yeah, mine was
Wait,
Crosby.
Now suddenly you seem super old.
Conway Twitty. Wow.
Was it a good show? Crosby, Stills, Nash?
They were great. They played that dolphin. I would say their worst song is that one, that like trilogy about the dolphins.
Yeah, that sounds like any one of those three could have been. It's like you want to go, oh, that sounds like a Crosby thing. But then you think it's like, oh, that sounds like a Stills thing. Like then you think it's like, oh, that sounds like a Nash thing.
Yeah.
A trilogy of yeah. Oh. That just fell. Pat, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Hard pass.
Hard pass?
But I like David Crosby solo. That's the turntable.
You like that one album. I know. Everybody likes that one album.
Everybody loves that
album. One album he's barely on. You can barely hear him on it. That's why everybody likes it.
I did find out the name of that Adam Ant song.
What is it?
It's called Beat My Guess.
Yeah, that's a good song.
B-A-T.
Caller.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
This is the H-Man.
The H-Man. H-Man. Oh, good heavens. The H-Man. What's up, H-Man, for people who don't know? Can I say who your brothers are?
Of course.
Okay, I didn't know if you were embarrassed of it or... I didn't know. At this point, you're a shooting star, and these two other guys are going the other way. H-Man's brothers are Jason Walliner. The director, who was on the best show last week, and Z-Man, who you might know is the guy responsible for Wally Wackyman.
Yep.
What's going on, H-Man?
Not much. I haven't gotten a chance to call in, and I really wanted to say hello, and I figured this was the best time.
I figure it's the worst time. Sorry. Gotta have a point on the half-hour power. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to be mean. Half hour is not the best show.
Yeah, you're schooling the listeners.
We're beating them into shape.
Yeah.
Half hour power, you're on the show.
Hey, Tom, I need your help. I need to know if I need to care about a smokestack or not.
If you need to care about a smokestack.
Yeah, are you familiar with Kalamazoo, Michigan?
Am I familiar with what?
Kalamazoo, Michigan?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, it's home of some products, particularly Gibson guitars.
Okay.
Why is this guy out of breath?
And,
yeah.
It's a little,
Are you trapped in the smokestack?
No, not yet. But they want to tear this thing down. You know, Gibson moved to Nashville a couple decades ago. There's only one distinguishing Gibson landmark, and it's this smokestack. And I like Gibson guitars, you know. I'm a big, I like rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, do I need to care about whether or not they take down the smokestack? Where do you stand on historical landmarks?
What do I think about historical landmarks?
Yeah, specifically smokestack.
I could... I truly I get confused when people say I couldn't care less is the right way to say it. When you say I could care less, it means there's still less that you could care. Right, caller?
Right.
I mean, well, look, I could not care less about smokestacks as historical. Because what is it going to be? 100 years from now, you're going to be trying to protect a Duane Reade from getting torn down? It's like it's a garbage place that just doesn't fall down. It's like Lenny Kravitz. It's the Lenny Kravitz of buildings. Right?
You're right.
Just because he doesn't go away doesn't mean he's classic all of a sudden. Jason,
exactly.
Smokestacks as... Am I wrong here?
I'd say the worst part of this whole smokestack situation is that it's blocking a perfect view of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think it needs to come down.
So you think it has... Okay, fair enough. You're saying the smokestack has to come down because it's obstructing our view.
Yeah.
Pat, smokestacks, are they worth preserving?
No, I wasn't even for the Domino Sugar factory in Brooklyn when they were trying to save that.
Yeah, should have blown it up. Right?
Yeah.
They should have said that there was an Animal Collective show inside, then blown it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
100%.
And you go in, it's like Goodfellas when Joe Pesci walks in the room and he thinks he's going to get made.
Yeah.
That's a movie you'll see someday, Kristen.
Yeah. Go on in.
You're not old enough yet.
You're older, yes.
When you're older, you'll be ready.
Pick up any Animal Collective record you want. It's in the factory.
He goes in the room.
He goes in the room.
Oh, no.
I almost sat through the entire four-hour version of Casino yesterday on FX. And... I was waiting for, the classic...
Out in the field?
No, not the field scene.
The vice?
The vice scene.
Yeah.
And so they're getting ahead into the vice.
Yeah.
Cut to a commercial.
I watched that on television on, New Year's Day. And it is, 4 hours long on television. That movie, I think I like that movie more than I did. When originally, I thought it was sloppy and it's not as good as Goodfellas. The whole point is that it's sloppy and kind of everything stuffed in there. Casino, Jason, thoughts?
God, I haven't seen it in so long, but I enjoyed it when I watched it back in the day.
It's kind of a cheat in it. It's like the worst part is you see De Niro get blown up. All of a sudden, he's like, I heard the panels in my car. It's like that's the biggest. Like if that was in an episode of MacGyver, you'd be like, that's a little lazy. This is a Scorsese movie. I had the panels. I didn't get killed in the explosion because the panel was underneath the car.
My favorite scene was when Don Rickles comes carrying a shotgun.
Yeah.
Just that one scene. It just. Yeah.
How about when Don Rickles gets pushed down? Remember? Does he get knocked down?
I think I missed that part.
Yeah.
I was doing my laundry.
How about Joe Pesci's voiceover in it? It's so weird sounding. A lot of people trying to tell me to, I'm just trying to make my money. It's so up on the...
He's the guy, Nicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat, Casino...
I agree with all points given. I think, Joe Pesci's voiceover is probably a one-take deal.
So weird sounding. And there's a really great Jeff Beck song in it that's over some of the stuff, that one that's bom, bom, wah, wah. You know that song?
I don't know that song.
It's really great. It's Rod Stewart singing it, Jeff Beck group. Uh-huh. I think it's off of Truth.
Okay.
Wasn't the whole thing a period piece, though, that took place before that song would have been?
Well, no, that song would have been out late 60s.
Oh, okay.
It goes, the movie went all the way to Devo times.
Yeah,
remember
Devo? Lots of Devo in it.
Yeah, suddenly the movie has a very heavy.
Twice they go to it.
Yeah, very heavy Devo influence because it's boom, ding, ding, there's this extended version of Can't Get No Satisfaction over that is the equivalent of Monkey Man in. Goodfellas, it's like a meltdown song. Caller, Casino,
yeah,
where are you at on Casino?
That's about
That's about the casino in Yonkers, right?
What's that?
The documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary. Casino, the movie Casino is a documentary about the casino in Yonkers.
Yeah, I've seen like the first seven. How many hours? Is it like 7 hours long?
Goodbye. Oh, that guy. I think that's the half hour, right? Are we at the half hour mark? We have like a minute to go.
Can I make a request for the half hour?
Sure. What do you got, Mike?
More cursing?
Let's not. Let's not, if we end up there, we end up there.
Okay.
I don't want to chase cursing.
No, we don't have to chase it. But I like how the best show.
Give me the letter of a word. Give me the letter of a word that you can't wait to say. Just give me the letter of that you feel you're so constrained because you can't say it in and have it be recorded.
I'm not going to say. I'm
just give me the letter.
I'm going to follow your lead, Tom.
Okay, well, just give me the.
When you drop that first F bomb, the gates will open.
Oh, I don't think I don't know that.
But I will not do it first. I will not be the first.
I know you won't.
I'm showing respect. That's how I show respect on the best show.
But is it killing you that you don't get to?
No, no, it's not killing me.
Because you're not a.
I
want to
hear you do it, Tom.
Of course you do. I can't. I don't like cursing into
it's
microphones.
It's not in your genes. I'll tell you this.
What's that?
I was telling you before about how I banned a customer on Sunday.
Yeah.
I banned him.
Uh-huh.
He was, he gave him a hard time. I gave him a blowback, right?
Yeah.
The ingrate starts complaining.
Wait, hold on. You can't rush. What's a blowback?
A blowback is when you buy a certain number of drinks, you get a freebie.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, we call it a blowback in masses.
You don't, yeah.
This is Bayonne, Christian.
Hard G.
Yeah.
And so I give him a blowback, and then he complains that he got it too late.
You realize people are going to chop up you saying these things and make it sound worse than what you're saying. So you gave him the
free drink.
Yeah, yeah.
He was drinking beer and Remy.
Is it like five drinks will get you free? Like where are you?
Actually,
at?
It's three drinks.
Three, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not.
But he
that's very generous.
Yeah, he bought a few rounds for people, and I don't give blowbacks when he's buying a drink for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right thing. You have to show that you're going to buy the guy a drink, so you buy it. I don't say, well, you bought three drinks, I'm going to give your drink to this guy for free. That's dumb.
No, that's not the protocol. Yeah.
So when he finally asked for another drink, he had a beer and a Remy before. I said, do you want a beer? Or, he could have asked for a Remy.
Yeah.
I would have given him a Remy blowback.
Within the realm of what he's been drinking.
Yeah. So he asked for a beer. I give him the beer.
And then
he's gracious at first. Mm-hmm. And then he starts grumbling. And he's like, he starts cursing at me, He's like, I spent $38. He didn't spend $38. He spent about $28 at Tops.
Tops, yeah.
Yeah.
He was talking three drinks.
Yeah, so he's exaggerating.
Yeah.
And but I already knew about this guy. Mm-hmm. This guy already had a reputation. Mm-hmm. He's a refugee from another bar.
Okay.
Where he fled because he owes so much money over there.
Uh-huh.
That's the other thing about the bar business I didn't know. You got to put loans out on the street. I haven't done it, but people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts grumbling. He gets up, puts his jacket on, his aviator glasses from Top Gun. He's still wearing them.
Okay.
He's got a thick Italian accent. The guy's been here 20 years, and he's talking like, Anyway, he runs out. He's calling me every curse under the book. Finally, he's at the door.
Mm-hmm.
I give him the big F you. I said,
I love it. I love it.
And people almost fell off the stools because, I don't really curse that much.
You're a pretty mild-mannered guy.
Yeah. And I keep it under control.
Yeah, you're measured with
even
stuff.
In a masses environment.
Yeah.
I keep it under control.
Yeah.
So I give him the biggest F you, and I tell him, don't come back ever on Sunday when I'm working. But I should have said ever, so the other guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of my other bartenders is there. The guy who's there all week.
And he can't believe what you said.
He was loving it.
Yeah.
He was like, you don't know how much I wanted to do that to that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm going to extend the ban to my shifts.
This guy. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to get banned entirely.
Right.
I felt powerful, Tom. I made my bones with these guys.
Final call, half hour of power. Half hour of power, you're on the show. Hey. Dum-dum. No? Yeah. He hung up. Well, guys, another half hour powers. I'm glad you stood up for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't got to take it from some guy.
I got a new nickname.
What's that?
No Blowback Mike.
No Blowback Mike.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it might get shortened.
Yeah. Thoughts on No Blowback Mike as a nickname. Pat?
I'm just glad to hear that he 89'd the guy out of there.
Mm-hmm. That he 89'd him. Kristen?
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
Okay. Jason, No Blowback Mike. You, with your horror show of a nickname.
I know.
You're now, how do you judge, physician, heal thyself, with Mike's nickname, No Blowback Mike?
I think it's a brilliant, brilliant nickname. Okay. I think it's in contention with best show nickname, right up there with Dudia.
Right up there with Dudia. Okay. Yep. Well, everybody, this has been the Half Hour Power. Thank you for listening. And again, subscribe on iTunes to all the things. This and all the other shows, tell people we're doing this, and it's a lot of fun. And let's keep all these things going. And the way we keep them going is by you supporting them. This show will be back soon. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye. So everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.